Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Post goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Anderson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Casco moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Casco moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Will. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Martin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Toole. Santo moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards the mound. Hobby juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards first. Gurnett picks up the ball and throws Pinson out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Will moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will scores. Thomas scores. Santo moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santa. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Casco applying the tag. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Cal McLish now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of post. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobby strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Will. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Martin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank House pinch hits for Cal McLish. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casco strikes out. 2 outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.